It was simple, baby. I knew Rocco didn't have the necklace or he wouldn't have broken into the Arm Brewster mansion. It had to be the taxi driver.
Johnny, how did you figure it out?
He made one mistake. Left his meter running. I was suspicious the first time I saw that $89.40 on the meter. Well, that wraps it up, baby.
Johnny Sapphire, you're the most.
Well, that wraps it up, baby. Well, 9:30, off to bed, dear.
Okay. Boy, that Johnny Sapphire,
he's the most.
Yeah. Boy, the way he solves those cases and everything. I'm going to be a private eye.
That's fine, but start in the morning, dear.
Okay. Good night, Dan.
Good night, Jeff.
Jeff, where are you going?
I'm going to go get something to eat. Well, you don't want me to starve before breakfast.
All right, but then up to bed.
Thank you so much, Herbie. I had a simply heavenly evening.
I had a wonderful time, too, Mary. Will you go out with me again?
Oh, I'd adore to.
Would you like to go to the dance Saturday?
Oh, I'd love to. Why didn't you call me about it?
Okay, but I won't ask anyone else, because you're the most interesting girl in school.
Oh, Herbie, you say the sweetest things.
Oh, Herbie, you say the sweetest things.
But I have to go in now. Good night, Herbie.
Good night, Mary.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, dear. Glad you enjoyed yourself with Herbie.
Enjoyed myself? I had a terrible time. I'll never go out with him again as long as I live.
Oh, honey, I don't think that was a very nice thing to do to Herbie.
Oh, I just didn't want to hurt his feelings, Daddy. I mean, what could I say? Don't call me again, you're a goon.
Now, Mary, it doesn't have to be one extreme or the other.
No, he's a pleasant, polite boy.
Oh, all he did through the whole movie was talk.
What did he talk about?
About me. How pretty I am, how intelligent I am.
He did. Why, that boy ought to be horsewhipped.
Mother, you have no idea how boring it can be.
I wish your father would bore me like that.
All I know is the boy thinks you're going to the dance with him.
Well, Daddy, how can I go with Herbie when I'm going with Roger?
You've already made a date with Roger?
Well, not exactly. He hasn't called me yet, but he will. I know he will.
And meanwhile, Herbie just dangles at your pleasure.
Well, when he calls, I'll just tell him I can't make it.
I don't think so. Apart from the fact that his parents are good friends of ours, I don't think you have a right to be so cavalier with Herbie.
I can't understand what all the fuss is about. All I did was...
All you did was let Herbie think that he's taking you to the dance. Well, that's just what you're going to do. You're going to let Herbie take you to the dance.
But, Daddy... Mother.
I agree with your father, dear.
Now, honey, I don't want you to get into the habit of the social lie. Don't play games with people's feelings. When you say something, mean it.
Are you really going to make me go to that dance with Herbie?
I said it, and I mean it.
Want to hurt his feelings.
Well, honey, cutting off the puppy dog's tail an inch at a time hurts a lot more.
You're right. A dance is a dance. What difference does it make who she goes with?
That's right. The important thing is what's right and what's wrong.
I agree with you. Alex?
Yeah?
Would it be all right if I got Mary a new dress for the dance?
A new dress? But she's already got... All right. And while you're at it, get her some new shoes to go with it.
Ladies? That dress is going to be just beautiful on you, dear.
Oh, and I have to waste it on Herbie. Mother, can't you talk to Daddy? You know, the way you do.
Your father's explained to you how we feel about deception, even little social white lies. So cheer up. You'll have a wonderful time at the dance.
But I won't, Mother. I was waiting for Roger to call me in.
I know he will.
Darling! I just can't believe it. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to see you, and what a surprise!
Yes, isn't it?
May I? Thank you. I was just talking about you this morning.
You were? How nice.
I said the very first thing I was going to do was get in touch with Donna Stone. Do you realize it's been 13 years?
13 years?
Oh, my goodness, time certainly flies, doesn't it?
Oh, it can't be. This can't be Mary. Why, she's beautiful, Donna, and so grown up. She makes me feel positively ancient. Tell me, Donna, have I changed much?
Oh, I can't see any difference.
Will you ever forget that sleigh ride?
Oh, no, never.
How's Alex?
Oh, Alex is fine, thank you. How's your family?
No, Mother, she never changes. Oh, I've got to run. I've been in a 10-minute parking zone for over an hour, and I'm sure I have a ticket. Oh. It's been so wonderful seeing you, my darling. And give my love to Alex.
Yes, I will.
Mary, I can't believe it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Mother, who was that?
I haven't the faintest idea.
She certainly knows you.
So it would seem. I bet I can't imagine who she is.
Mother, why didn't you ask her?
Oh, honey, I couldn't. She remembered me so well. I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Mother?
Yes, dear?
Is that what you would call a social lie?
No, of course not. It's not the same. It's different because... Well, now you know who you take after.
Alex, it was so embarrassing.
Mom, would you hold this, please? Mm.
I hadn't the slightest idea who she was, and she seemed to know me so well, and you too.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, dear.
Somebody out of my past, probably.
Well, I can't see what the difference is between Mother not admitting to that lady that she didn't remember her and what I did to Herbie. They were both social lies.
That's been her argument all afternoon.
Well, now, the difference, honey, is that your mother was forced into her situation, and you created yours. It's just a matter of... Jeff, what are you doing?
Taking your fingerprints from my file. You know, so I can help solve crimes and all that.
With our fingerprints?
Well, gee, Mom, I can't go around fingerprinting strangers.
Would it be a social lie if when Herbie called, I told him I had another date I forgot about?
That wouldn't be a social lie. That would be an out-and-out fib.
Mary was hoping Roger'd take her to the dance. Well, don't worry, Mary. He's not even going to ask you.
I never even gave it a thought.
How do you know he won't ask? Well, I'm practicing to be a private eye, so I tailed him this afternoon. You know, ducking in doorways and all that. I'm getting pretty good.
Jeff.
What's all right, Mom? He didn't see me.
Jeff, what about Roger?
I tailed him over to Susie's house.
Roger was over at Susie's house?
They were sitting there looking drippy at each other. So don't worry, he's not gonna ask you.
Excuse me, please.
Oh, gee, what's wrong with her? All I did was tell the truth.
Jeff, telling the truth is admirable, but there are times when you just don't blurt it out.
Well, has this got something to do with that social lie business you were talking about with Mary?
No, this has to do with not opening your mouth at all.
Or if you do open it, put something in it other than your foot.
Hello.
Hello, Donna. Oh, I'm so glad I found you at home. I told Mother I ran into you today in the tea room, and she was thrilled.
She was?
Well, she insists upon having a few people over for dinner on Saturday night, a sort of a welcome home for me, and of course we want you and Alex there. Are you free?
Yes, we're free.
But now, no, I won't take no for an answer. See you at Mother's 7th.
Wait now. Where is your mother living these days?
Oh, no, Mother. She wouldn't sell that old house for anything. Now, I'll see you Saturday night. Goodbye, darling.
Alex?
Alex, I wish you'd try to think who she could be.
Honey, I didn't even see her.
Well, I told you, dear, she's dark and attractive, about my age.
And she talks an awful lot.
Well, that's a clue. She's a living American female.
Alex, stop making jokes. I feel terrible. They're going to all this trouble to prepare dinner. They'll be expecting us, and we won't show up.
Well, the best thing to do is forget about it.
Forget about it?
I mean, stop prodding your memory. It'll come to you.
Mary, this still looks uneven.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mother. I'm going to have a terrible time anyway.
Looks like it's going to be Black Saturday all around. Alex.
Hmm?
She didn't even look familiar. Maybe she got me confused with someone else.
Oh, sure. Another Donna Stone, married to an Alex Stone, and whose daughter's name is Mary.
Well, I can swear I'd never seen her before.
Maybe she was wearing a disguise. Hey, I got an idea. Did she touch you at all?
Why?
Well, I could get her fingerprints. I could send them to the FBI. If she's got a record. She's trying to be helpful.
I know, dear, but I'm sure she hasn't got a criminal record.
Well, then why was she wearing a disguise?
She's involved in a big plot with everybody else to keep me from reading the evening paper.
I should think you'd be more concerned, Alex. After all, she invited you, too.
All right, I'm concerned.
Well, she mentioned a sleigh ride we'd all been on.
Ah, that narrows it down to wintertime.
What does that mean?
I don't know, just detective talk. What was the suspect wearing?
Jeff, please.
Please, answer the question. We must get to the bottom of this big mystery.
Alex, you're not very funny.
Well, she was wearing a dark suit and a darling hat and...
It was very expensive, I'm sure.
Oh, I know. I saw one just like it in one of the magazines this month. What else?
That's all.
Uh-huh. The suspect was barefoot.
She was wearing very expensive black shoes to match her very expensive purse. Purse.
Remember a purse? Could you pick it out in a lineup?
Big brass initials on the purse.
That's right. I remember seeing the purse when she threw her arms around you. Mother, I saw the initials.
Yeah, well, what were they?
Alex, I remember. They were H.M.
H.M.?
H.M. Now, whose name fits those initials? H.M.
Well, there's Honey Boy Maxwell. He's a pretty good welterweight.
Back to your paper.
Hilda?
Helene?
Hortense. Hey, I've got an idea.
Just a minute, dear.
Henrietta? Mommy, if you knew her that long ago, you probably went to college with her.
Abby?
The college annual.
Where is it?
Either in your college or mine.
Jeff, you're a genius.
Elementary, my dear Watson. Elementary.
Megan, Minter, Middleton, Morgan, Morgan. Harriet Morgan. H.M., that's it.
Well, Mother, that doesn't look much like her.
Well, I haven't seen or heard of her for years. No, people change. Oh, it has to be her. She's the only H.M. in the whole book. Oh, I'm so relieved.
Me too. Boy, I hate to flunk out on my first case.
I think I better go call her, tell her how glad I was to see her this afternoon. I don't want her to think that I was unfriendly. I hardly said a word to her.
Dan, you got any mysteries you want me to solve for you?
As a matter of fact, I have.
What?
What'd you do with the sports section?
Hello, Harriet. Oh, Mrs. Morgan. This is Donna Stone. Oh, fine. How are you? Good. I was wondering, may I speak to Harriet, please? What hospital? Boy or a girl? Isn't that nice? Well, do give Harriet my best. Yes, thank you. Goodbye, Mrs. Morgan.
Gosh, Mom, it looks like this case is still wide open.
Oh, Hello out there.
Oh, hello, dear.
Still taxing your cerebrum?
Well, I figured if I looked at those initials long enough, something would come to me.
Darling, I think you better talk to the man at the market. He's overcharging you.
Alex, they're expecting us there for dinner tonight. I wish I could remember who she is. I've stared at those initials for hours.
I've got a better idea. Come sit down. Let's try a word association test.
You mean one of those psychological things?
That's right. See, that woman's identity is buried somewhere in your subconscious. All we have to do is get to it. Now, make your mind a complete blank. And whatever I say to you, answer immediately with the first thing that comes into your mind, okay? Tea shop.
Dinner.
Woman.
Dinner.
Jeff's bicycle.
Dinner.
Donna.
Dinner. Oh, honey, it's no use. My subconscious must be out to lunch.
Of course it, honey. Just try to keep your mind clear.
Hey, I've got it!
Got what?
The mystery woman. Remember, Mom, you said that she had light hair and that she had a round face and a pointy nose and a mole on the right cheek and big eyes, remember?
Right.
Well, I drew a picture of her, just like the police do with criminals, and there she is. Gee whiz, I'm a detective, not an artist.
I wouldn't mind meeting her.
Wait for trying, dear.
Oh, look, darling, if you can't remember who H.M. is, worrying about it isn't going to help. Now, how would it look if the doctor's wife got sick?
Honey, I can't forget until I remember. So forget it.
What'd she say?
You're the detective.
Would you two go away and let me concentrate, please?
Charlie Chan can take hint. Come, number one, son.
You know what Johnny Sapphire would do in a case like this? He'd return to the scene of the crime.
Jeff, I wish you'd stop talking about this as though it were the Brinks robbery.
That's it. Jeff's right.
Huh?
I'm going back to the scene of the crime.
It'll only be a moment now.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry. There are several people ahead of you. About a 10-minute wait. May I have your name, please?
No, I don't want a table. I was wondering if you could help me. I'd like to speak to the waitress who was on yesterday afternoon about 4.
That would be Alice. She's on her break now.
Oh. Well, it's terribly important.
Well, she's in the kitchen. If you give me the message, I can go back there.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, would you ask her if she remembers waiting on a very attractive woman who came in about that time? She was slender and had light hair and was wearing a dark dress. Ask her if she knows her name. I'm sorry to bother you, but it's terribly important.
She had light hair and a dark dress.
What are you doing here?
I shadowed you. You know, ducking in doorways and all that.
Anything to report?
Jeff, for heaven's sake.
Well, gee, Mom, you don't want me to shadow strangers.
Jeff, I don't mind your being a private eye, but I don't want you to become a public nuisance.
Madam, I have good news for you. Alice remembers the woman very well.
Wonderful.
She said she was very attractive. That's why she remembers the name.
Yes, well, what's her name?
Mrs. Stone. Dr. Stone's wife. Lady?
So, when the waitress at the tea room proved to be no help, I got a brainstorm.
Good. 7 o'clock now, and your mystery woman expects us for dinner at 7:30.
Alex, you'll be so proud of me. I remember that she said she was overparked and would probably get a ticket.
Yeah.
So I went down to the police station. And the nice sergeant went all through the tickets, and he found my H.M.
Wow.
Here she is, Hilda Mullinger.
Hilda Mullinger?
Yes. H.M. Hilda Mullinger.
Yeah, but I don't remember that name.
Well, neither do I. But if I could forget her face, I could certainly forget her name, couldn't I?
I'm sure there's a flaw in your argument, but I don't know what it is.
Here it is, right here.
There's only one Hilda Mullinger.
I should think so.
I'm going to call her and tell her we're going to be late for dinner.
Hello, Hilda Mullinger?
Yes, this is Hilda Mullinger. Who is this?
Donna Stone.
I'm terribly sorry, but we're going to be held up a little for dinner.
What's that? You've been held up?
No, I mean about dinner. Would 8 o'clock be all right?
Dinner at 8? Why, yes, that'll be fine.
I hope you don't think I'm terrible for calling so late.
Oh, not at all. Surprises are best, I always say. I'm afraid my hair is a mess.
Oh, well, I didn't have a chance to get to the beauty parlor myself today.
I hope you're not having anything too starchy. I'm on a teeny bit of a diet.
Pardon? Who did you say this was, Colleen?
Donna Stone? I have a terrible memory for names, dear. Where did we meet?
Never mind. I think I have the wrong number.
Oh, that's all right, dear. Call again, anytime.
Well, anyway, darling, Johnny Sapphire would be proud of you. He must fail once in a while. Well, you know, it's the first time I've seen you on time for a date.
Oh, it's only Herbie. No need to make an entrance.
You look lovely, dear.
Thank you, Mother.
Hello. Yes, he is. Muriel.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. Hi, Muriel.
Right now, they're putting the finishing touches on the table.
And pretty soon, the guests will start showing up. But not us.
He did? Oh, isn't that exciting? Well, then what happened? No. Oh, okay, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. Guess what? Herbie got into a big fight this afternoon with Roger over me.
No.
Yes, isn't that exciting? You know, Roger just took it for granted that I was going with him tonight. How do you like that? Just took it for granted. Who does he think he is? I mean, after looking drippy over Susie all week. Oh, that sounds like Herbie. Somebody get it for me, please.
Well, as Emerson said, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Hi, Herbie. Come
on
in,
sir.
Hi, Herbie.
Hi, Mrs. Stone.
Hey, Herbie, that's quite a shiner you have there. I should see the other guy, huh?
Not a scratch. It was sort of a moral victory.
Herbie. Oh, my goodness, what happened to your eye?
I'll tell you about it in the car. I have my folks' car.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, goodbye.
Good night, kids.
Good night.
Thank you.
Oh, Dad asked if you'd mind picking them up. It's on the way for you.
On the way for what?
The dinner at Miss Harmon's. Mom said you were going.
Harmon? It's Wanda Harmon.
Wanda Harmon. Now I remember that sleigh ride.
There was no need to bring that up.
You spent the whole evening sitting with her.
Well, she was my date. I hardly knew you then.
Oh, honey, I don't care. I'm so relieved it's all settled. Come on, let's get
me. Yeah. Hey, Mom, I got another clue. The case is closed.
The butler did it.
What butler?
Donna, darling.
Wanda.
And Alex.
Hello, Wanda. Good to see you.
Oh, it's so good you could come. Did you have any trouble getting here?
Oh, no trouble at all.
Well, practically none.
Donna, I have the most wonderful surprise for you. Look who's here.
Donna, you darling. It's so good to see you. It's been ages.